Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well. Welcome back to Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. Oh my God. It feels like it's been so long since I've sat down and actually recorded a podcast episode that hasn't made me feel like I have to do it with a gun to my head. Like, so basically, if you didn't notice, I took a little bit of a break. I think it's been a month since I uploaded an episode. And basically, I'm just here to chat to you guys about like why and like what's going on with my life and like stuff like that, basically. So yes, I took a break. If you couldn't tell by my last episode, the TMI chats, which was probably the most low effort podcast episode I think I've ever made in my life, I was not really feeling up to the podcast, like no particular reason. I think that I was just a little bit burnt out. And also I was so full steam ahead with my main channel. And like, I had loads of ideas and all of this that basically I sort of struggle to like multitask. And it's not even necessarily multitasking. It's more just like, I struggle to balance things. Like, I'm always full steam ahead on one thing and then completely drop the other thing. So when I was full steam ahead on the podcast, I like was really demotivated with my YouTube, and then now I'm motivated with my YouTube, I was just like, did not even want to think about the podcast. It felt like every 2 weeks the episode would roll around so quickly, and I've said this so many times before, so like I don't want to like repeat myself but like, it's quite hard doing a podcast on your own. Like, I could chat for ages. Like, I think that this is something that I'm actually really good at, and I'm very proud of myself with the fact that I am very good at this, like at just talking to a camera and just let it loose. But I have noticed there are some drawbacks. When I am not in the mood to record an episode, I am truly not in the mood. Like, for example, with filming, I've actually gotten a lot better at it because I realized that I actually thrive filming videos, as in main channel videos, during the day. So first thing I wake up, I do my makeup, get my hair done, get the camera on, and then at like 11 a.m. I'm filming a video. And that is when I truly, truly thrive. And that is when I am good at it because I have the most energy. I'm such a morning person. But with the podcast, and even then with main channel videos, when I wasn't in the mood to film, I could still push myself and do it. With the podcast, that was something which I was just incapable of doing because there's no one to bounce off of. There's, you know, like I always listen to podcasts where someone's like, oh, I'm not really in the mood today. But then like they get all pepped up. With the with doing it on your own, it's just like I don't want to fucking do this shit. Like, so I skipped an episode, but now I'm back. I was planning on taking like a little break in August, but to be honest, I'm feeling pretty motivated with it at the moment. So we'll wait and see. I've got like a meeting with my managers to brainstorm some ideas. Basically, I was just like really stuck with like what to do. And also like, there's a lot more that goes into a podcast than like meets the eye. This is definitely very low effort work in comparison to my main channel. My main channel where I fucking script the videos, me and Kath bounce the edits back and forth with each other. You know, Kath also helps me research my videos now. Says like, basically, yeah, there's a lot going on. But with podcasts, it's very much like I just talk about whatever I want to talk about that day. But then, you know, there's a lot that goes into it in terms of the ideas. I have to actually make sure that I'm putting out something of value, you know. And then not only that, but I have to send the edit back, receive it back, upload it, think of titles, names. And again, this isn't hard work by any means. But this is just work that like takes up time. Like, the admin of doing a podcast actually takes up a lot of time. So like, in my ideal world, I would absolutely love to have a podcast where, and I'm not really sure whether I'd actually want this, because I've heard that when a production company does a podcast, so like Spotify original podcast, Spotify actually owns the rights to the podcast. So if you one day didn't want to work with Spotify, you would not be able to go and make a podcast which was similar. Even if you changed the title, you would not be able to make a similar podcast. So that obviously gets people into like a lot of hot water and like a little bit of a mess. So maybe I'm not wishing that, but like, my ideal world would literally be that I go into a studio once a week, sit down, chat shit, and then leave. Like, that would, and then I get guests on every now and again. That would be my ideal situation. But the only thing that really gets done for me is the editing. Maybe one day I'll get Kath to like manage the podcast side of things, so it's just sort of one less stress taken away from it. Again, it's not stressful. It's not stressful at all. Like, it's such piss easy work. It's just time consuming. And I think that's what stresses me out, when I feel like I'm wasting time on something. Even though I absolutely love, 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 love doing this podcast, I think my time is just so precious at the moment because like I really want to knuckle down with my main channel because we haven't got that many sponsors on the main channel, guys. But it's okay, they come in waves, they come in waves, girls. So what did I actually want to, so that's why I took a break, was because I was just feeling so I was just feeling so demotivated, and the podcast just felt like a little bit of a chore. But also, I am still, sorry, I'm picking up my planner on the floor. Oh my god, guys, don't even. I have become an hair stuck to my eyelash. I have become an organized queen. This is my weekly planner, and I plan all my weeks in it because I was living a life of absolute fucking chaos, and I need to fucking get my shit together. Like, guys, I just love having a full planner. So yeah, got my planner. So hopefully that means I'll do my podcast more. Like, I'll have more like more of my shit together when it comes to the podcast. But yeah, and I'm also trying to like figure out what I want this podcast to be. Because the podcast, I listen to such a range of different podcasts that I was listening to a lot of Rehash, and then I was like, oh, well, maybe I want my podcast to be more of like an educational standpoint. But then the thing is that if I have like an educational standpoint podcast, then like what videos, what should I make as videos? And then what should I make as podcast episodes? You know, it just turns to a whole thing. And it was just like, I didn't know what I wanted. And then eventually in my ideal world, I would love to be able to put out one episode a week for you guys, but I just do not have enough going on in my head for that. I think I'm going to need to close my window. One second. I just closed my window, but the thing is, I have single glazed windows. So if you can hear someone mowing a lawn, that's the sound. I'm really sorry. But yeah, no. So basically, I would love to be able to upload one episode a week, but there's truly not enough going on in this tiny little head of mine to just like record my stream of consciousness for an hour a week. Like, there is truly not enough going on, like, I swear. And then also it would just be like, again, it's the admin. It's like a lot of admin. I need to hire someone to like manage the podcast side of things, just because it adds like a bit of, it takes up a little bit of extra, so I have more time. Oh my god. So yeah, no, so I was actually looking at what people who do podcasts on their own and upload every week, how long their typical episodes are. And most people's episodes are typically like half an hour, 40 minutes, which is like totally understandable. But the thing is that I love a juicy, long podcast episode. I love a multi-topic, like juicy kind of podcast, you know? And that, forgotten what I was saying, sorry. And that's what I want my podcast to be. But then obviously I wouldn't be able to upload every single week, but make like an hour long episodes, because there's truly not enough going in my head. And then also I don't want to turn to a podcast where I just talk about like, because I love talking about pop culture, but I don't want to turn this podcast into like a into like a drama thing of me just reporting on all of the drama that's happened, because that's not really my style, especially because I'm trying to spend less time on social media, which I'm going to talk about later in this episode. Sorry, my roots, jeez, and I'm not planning on getting them done for at least another month, so you guys better get comfortable with that. My hair is finally at a length where I don't completely hate it. So I spoke about it in a few episodes ago, but I cut my hair I cut my extensions really, really short because I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna like serve in my short hair. I did not like it. Like, it was like up to here and I was not feeling it like at all. So I would just scrape my hair back every single day. And now it's at a length where I'm like, okay, like I'm serving today. Like, let's not get it twisted. But yeah, no, it was a lot of scraping my hair back with mousse. My hair was so crunchy. but I washed my hair and I actually let it air dry. And then the next day, I just ran my Dyson Airwrap over it, and then I airwrapped my little bangs. And I think it's pretty good low effort, because I did that thing where, so I got in, so I went to Lem's mum's and I got in. The flat was a mess. The bedroom is still a mess. I need to tidy the bedroom after this. But I like made the effort to like tidy the living room. I ordered a McDonald's. I ate it. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wash my hair. So I washed my hair. And then as soon as I got out of the shower, you know, it's when you have like a lovely, because it was, it's been really cold in the UK at the moment. Like it's like 20 degrees and it's July. Anyways. So I was like, having my lovely warm shower and it was raining outside and like it was overcast. And then I was like, oh my God, like I'm so sleepy. Like, and I was just like, I am not blow dry my hair right now. No fucking way. And then I woke up in the morning. It was so frizzy. I looked like, I've been watching Broad City at the moment. I looked like when Abby got her ponytail cut off. Like it literally had that type of height and volume to it. And I was literally like, oh my God. So yeah, I just ran the blow dryer brush over and I think it looks pretty good. My extensions dry down pretty straight. It's just like my natural hair that's quite frizzy. What else was I going to say? So yeah, basically I want to upload every week, but I prefer the longer episodes. So I'm still going to stick to every other week so you guys can get those nice longer, chunkier episodes because those are fun. I wasn't actually meant to be filming a podcast episode on my own today. I was meant to film a episode yesterday with Jake. Jake will be coming back, but I wasn't in the mood to do it yesterday. So that's why I'm doing it on my own today. But yeah, no, Jake is going to be back. We're going to be filming an extra special Hot Ones edition. I have the sauce that he uses, not all of them because the fucking kit was like $200 or like something absurd. So I got like one of those like random hot sauce kits on the internet, and then I got the bomb one. The bomb. I'm scared. My friend Alfie said, because I sent a picture in the group chat, and he was like, no, like Jordan, like you have to be so careful. Like he bought it as like a present for like a Secret Santa, and the boss made everyone try it and someone had to go home. Yeah, no, I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. But yeah, no. So I've been really knuckling down with my main channel. It probably doesn't seem like it because I've only uploaded like one pop culture video essay, but I have been working on a video about the idol. It's gonna bang. It's gonna be so good. Like I don't even care about the views, man. Like it's just, it's to be fair, it's a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Like I'm nearing up to 7,000 words on the script and I'm still not done, but I can feel myself burning out. Like not burning out like I have no ideas, just like burning out in the sense where I'm tired and I need a little bit of a break. So basically I still haven't finished the script, which is really annoying because I wanted to finish it by this week. I think I will get it finished tomorrow, and then I am probably going to film it on Thursday. So I want to get the script done, like finished, final thing tomorrow. And yeah, no, there's just so many things to talk about with that show, like so many things. And Kath helped me research it as well. It's really nice having Kath help me research as well because it's just, it feels much more of a collaborative process now. Which is really nice because I feel like I'm just not like doing things on my own, you know? But I can feel myself getting tired and I'm just having a lower tolerance to work. Like normally I can sit down and I can script for hours. Right now I'm getting really easily distracted and it's not like an attention span thing because my attention span has actually improved recently, which I'm going to be talking about later. It's not an attention span thing. It's just a I don't want to be working right now thing. I am actually going on holiday next week. I'm going on holiday. I'm going to Portugal with me and Lem's friends. There's like nearly 20 of us. And we're staying at this farmhouse in the Portuguese countryside near Porto. Love. Like so, so excited. This is actually the first relaxing holiday I've been on in, I would probably say, 4 years. Probably more than that, because the holiday I went on last year to Croatia was not a relaxing holiday. I went to Love International, which is this like techno festival in Croatia. Amazing. I had a really, really good time. But I came back feeling worse than when I went on the holiday. So, and I didn't even go that hard, I don't think. I mean, I did go, oh God, there was two hangovers actually I experienced on that holiday that were the worst hangovers I'd ever experienced in my life. But hey ho, I survived to tell the tale. But yeah, no, it was like a lot of fun. But it wasn't relaxing, like, in the slightest. But this one is, like, a proper relaxing holiday. We've got a villa. It has a pool. Like, yeah, I am excited. So I think that's truly going to recharge me. It's going to recharge me. I also, guys, am actually going to start uploading on my second channel. Ah, I'm doing vlogs. Subscribe to my second channel, Jawn Teresa 2, just finished editing one. It's not like amazing, but like I think it's pretty good. It's definitely good for a first one. And then I'm just going to vlog every week and see where I get to. Because guys, I've got to start diversifying my income. I spoke about it on my another episode where I was talking about diversifying my income and like trying to be in my Instagram influencer era. Am I in my influencer era? Not really, but I don't upload my stories enough, but I just, there's not enough going on in my life, like I said. but yeah, so I want to start diversifying my income because it's kind of concerning that like I only, in terms of like social media, I have two streams of income, which most people who work in social media say isn't enough because things can fall through. Boring adult stuff. Don't want to talk about money anymore. Yuck. But yeah, no, I want to diversify my income though, because I've got to start thinking of my long-term plan. Oh, no. Ew. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Like, no. Like, so basically, I'm not going to tell you guys my, it's not a five-year plan. I haven't got it like set out to like the year or anything like that or anything of the sort. It's more just like I am thinking about my future and what I want my future to be like. And yeah, no, basically, I'm sort of thinking about the next few years of my life and how I want them to look. And the fact that I've got to start getting my finances together a little bit. I have to start saving. So basically, I was always under the impression that like, bitch, I could die tomorrow, so I'm not going to bother saving. And not the best idea, because I don't know what's going to happen. I could fucking get really, really sick and not be well enough to make content anymore. And I have to have that kind of money to fall back on. So yeah, basically, I'm starting to save, not a lot of money, just like a little bit here and there, just to create like a little pot to like fall back on. And yeah, now I'm thinking about my long term plan, because I want to have a child. So yeah, no, I'm not gonna tell you, like divulge you guys in the details of when I want to have a child, because like we don't know for sure. Like, do you know what I mean? Like things could happen where it could be delayed. I could get pregnant like before I want to get pregnant. Do you know what I mean? So like things that could happen, but like me and them are actually properly discussing when we're gonna have a baby and what we sort of want our financial situations to look like when we do have a baby, where we want to live. I mean, we want to stay in London, obviously, but we won't want to stay in this area because this area is ludicrously expensive. So yeah, no, basically, so we're like thinking about things like that. And yeah, no, I'm not sure whether I've spoken about my baby fever recently in a podcast episode. I remember I spoke about my baby fever like in October or like something like that. I spoke about my strong desire to have a child. But the thing is that it always came in waves. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I came off the pill. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that, you know, as soon as I was on my period, I would like yearn for a child. So like it lines up. The hormones make sense. Do you know what I mean? But like now it's getting to the point where I actually want a child more than I don't want a child. Like before it would be like 1 week of, oh, like I need a baby so badly. Like, no, like I need to have one. To like the next week, I'd be like, oh my God, like, thank God I'm not pregnant. Like, that's not ideal for me right now. I need to make the most of like my 20s or like whatever. And now it's like more often I'm like, oh my God, I really want to have a baby, but it's not the right time right now. But yeah, no, just in the future. Yeah, no, we've just been discussing it. And it's really exciting. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to have a baby. Like, that's my big thing. There's nothing I'm like with marriage, me and Lem. I mean, Lem says that he wants to get married, but I have very much told him that if we do get married, I want it to be a cheap wedding. I want to do the whole, like, go to a town hall, get hitched, message our friends like 2 weeks before, like, we're getting married. If you want to come, and then do like a little party at someone's house. Like, I do not want to be spending more than £500 on a wedding. Like, it sounds bad, but it's true. Like, I just don't have the funds for that. Like, I do not have the fucking funds. But the one thing that I am really, like, marriage, I'm not fast. Buying a house, obviously in the state of this economy, and especially living in London, not fast. But the baby thing is what I'm really, really excited about. So, yeah, basically. And what else? So, yeah, no, going on holiday. I got all my little bits and bobs done, got my little bangs cut on my hair. I got my, guys, so first of all, ignore the fact that my hair is a different colour to my face and I'm wearing a jumper. First of all, it's really, really cold in the UK at the moment. So like the jumper thing is pretty normal, but I'm not even wearing a jumper because it's cold. I'm wearing a jumper because I haven't fake tanned my body. I'm fake tanning tonight. So like I'm literally pastely white, but I got my acrylics taken off. I know. So let me tell you guys why I got my acrylics taken off. So first of all, I think there's a multitude of different reasons. Now, do not get it wrong. I love acrylic nails. I love, 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 love the super long acrylic nails with gems on them and rings and bling and all. I love it. Nail art, love it. It's not got to do with like I'm trying to be some sort of like quiet luxury queen or whatever, which people have been talking about. I keep seeing fucking horrible discourse about like how acrylic nails look so cheap and everyone should get like just get gel. And I'm literally like, I'm not being funny. First of all, that reads quite racist. Second of all, acrylic nails are far more fucking expensive than a shellac. So let's not get it twisted. Anyways, so yeah, no, I've been seeing a lot of people shitting on acrylic nails recently, and it's not got to do with the fact that I don't like them. I love acrylic nails. It's got to do with the fact that every single time I go get my nails done, I don't like the way they look afterwards. And not only that, but guys, I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but I feel like everyone has their least favorite thing to get done. If you're someone who sort of gets like little maintenance treatments, like you get your hair done, you get your eyelashes done, you get your nails done, you I don't know, maybe you get sunbeds or something. There's always one of them, by the way, I don't get sunbeds. There's always one of them where you're like, I actually hate getting that done. That's my nails for me. It gets to the point, again, maybe it's my ADHD, but it gets to the point where I am so restless that if they say, do you like that? And I hate it, I'll be like, yeah, sure, love it. Because I'm so desperate to leave. I'm so desperate to leave. And like, I'll be fidgeting, like it'll be painful. Like the only way I can describe it is that I'm painfully sitting there because I'm so bored. And because they have your hands, you're being held hostage. Like you are being held hostage. And I was going to get an acrylic infill, and basically it got to the point where 80% of the time I wouldn't even like my nails. Like it would only be 20% of the time that I actually liked them. And that's just not worth sitting there for so long. So I was just like, oh, you know what? Like, can I just get it soaked off and get a gel manicure? And this is the first time I haven't had acrylic nails in, God, I think it's like 5 years. I mean, apart from lockdown, if we count lockdown out, it's been like 5 years. And my nails are in good shape. It's good knack. Like, I'm so surprised at how good they look. And there's such a lovely colour as well. I got the same colour on my toes. Holiday! You know, I finally got a pedicure. Oh my God, my toes were looking nasty, girls. Like, it was like, it was bad. Like, it was so grown out. It was like half my toenail didn't have colour on it. But the thing is that I had like a level of shame going and getting my pedicure. Because basically, I had like a problem with one of my toes, my big toe, as in like the nail kept bleeding and I did not know why. Like it literally got to the point where I would, you know, pop out for like an hour wearing trainers, like comfy shoes, all this, come back, my sock would be like full of blood. But then like it just stopped happening. I just started cutting my nail really, really short, like painfully short, and then it stopped bleeding. So yeah, if anyone's having a problem with bleeding toenail, cut them like so short that it actually gets a bit painful and it will stop bleeding. But also don't take my medical advice. I'm not a doctor. So. Also, Karis and Lily are flat sitting for me and they're cat sitting Boots. Anyone that was wondering what is going on with Boots, when I'm on holiday, Karis and Lily will be taking very good care of her. I actually need to like do so much house admin to like make sure that the house is in good shape for when Karis and Lily get here. It's actually kind of exciting having someone flat sit for you. It feels like such an adult thing. But oh, you know, so annoying, guys. I lost my keys. And bear in mind, I have ripped into Lem for losing his keys because he used to lose his keys all the time. He'd always end up finding them, but he'd always lose them on nights out, leave them at friends' houses, and then we'd have to share a set of keys for a week until he'd go and pick them up when he finished his week at work. Basically, I lost them. And he was like, you always lose your keys. I try and take the piss. And then he's like, see, it doesn't feel nice, does it, when someone berates you for losing the keys, which is an accident. I'm like, true. I've learnt my lesson. Also, something about like having my acrylics off, like review of having the acrylics off after having acrylics for 5 years. So the first thing I will say is that like just leaving and just having like not being happy with your nails is a lovely feeling. Second of all, for a while, I felt like my hands looked like they belonged to babies. Like, because I was so used to having such sleigh nails that I looked at my hands and I was like, they look like they belong to babies. Third of all, I am hurting myself a lot less. I would hurt myself a lot with my old nails. Like, I'd catch them in things. I'd push them back. Oh, like, yeah, no, it was a lot. It was a lot. I definitely got better at, like, not hurting myself, but there would still be injuries. And then the last thing is that, oh my God, how do you people type who don't have acrylic nails? How do you do it? Like, I was like, stub. I just felt like I had these stubs. And oh, guys, my nails don't make a tappy sound when I type anymore. So sad. Absolutely tragic. Like, because now I'm typing, it's just silence. Like, I feel like I've genuinely lost a part of myself, but like, it's okay because I just can't be bothered to be sitting in the nail salon getting my nails done for a really long time. Something which has definitely come with age. I need to know if any other, to be fair, anyone that gets beauty treatments actually feels this way, but I have just gotten so much lazier as I've gotten older. Like, I used to like religiously fake tan, blow dry my hair, do like full glam makeup every day. Now I am just so lazy. I fake tan like every other week. I wash my hair like once a week. I try to avoid styling it, not because I'm like, oh, I'm trying not to use heat, just like an, oh my God, like I actually cannot be fucking bothered. I want to know if anyone else has gotten like super lazy as they've gotten older, but it's kind of like liberating. I think one thing I want to do though is I want to buy some makeup which suits my face without fake tan on, because having to put a jumper on so you guys don't see my pastely body, and again, nothing wrong with being pale, I slay when I'm pale, I just don't have the makeup to suit my paleness, do you know what I mean? So, TV show I'm watching, songs I'm listening to, book I'm reading, and podcast I'm listening to? Let's do it. So, TV show I'm watching, Lem is forcing me to watch One Piece, which is this anime. And at first I was like, it's all right. But now I'm actually kind of getting into it. Like, we get to, anyone else that watches it, we got to the part with, you know, that pirate who pretends to be a butler. I'm onto that bit. That bit is pretty crazy. And I'm also watching Broad City. Love Broad City. It's so good. It's so fun. Just like New York sitcom. Love it. It's for the girls. It is for the girls. And song I'm listening to. I've been listening to a lot of Lana Del Rey because I've started putting music on as I work, especially when Kath comes over, because then it's just like awkward silence. I've been putting music on when I work, and I've been just putting like the This Is Lana Del Rey playlist on. And what songs am I? Obviously, I'm loving every single song that's on Ultraviolence and Born to Die Paradise Edition, because those are my anthems. I grew up. I'm tired of feeling like I'm... You know, my camera cut out there, and I don't even necessarily think that was a bad thing, but Lana Del Rey is still one of my favorite songs of all time. It was my favorite song of all time when I was a teenager, and it just makes me so nostalgic. My mum said that she was listening to Born to Die at home the other day, and it reminds her of me because I used to listen to it so much. I hear the birds on the summer breeze. I drive fast. I am alone at midnight. Been trying hard not to get into trouble, but I've got a war in my mind. I just run. Oh, guys, no, sorry. It hits. But the thing is that the problem is when you listen to Lana Del Rey, when you're working, you'll be like tip-tapping away at your script, and then the next thing you know, you're ascending. But some of the new songs that I've been enjoying, Let the Light In. And then I've also been enjoying, is it called Paris, Texas or Texas, Paris? Sorry, I don't listen to a lot of her new stuff. I'm very much like an old Lana Del Rey diehard. But I've been liking that one as well. That one's a really good one. I just love her music. And I've been listening to Troye Sivan Rush. He ate with that song. Great song. Can't wait to hear it in the club. Also been listening to Regulate. Sorry. Me when I'm Scooby-Doo. Regulate. Regulate, Warren G and Nate Dogg. I hadn't heard this song, but Len played it for me. And I was like, this is so good. I love it. And also This City is a Graveyard by Baby Storm. This song is going to blow up. Mark my motherfucking words, okay? It goes, this city is a graveyard. I'm haunted by your love. Like, guys, go and listen to it. You will not be, ow, fucking ow, I need to pull my hair out, jeez. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. It is so, so good. And I'm so surprised that it hasn't blown up yet, and it is going to blow up. Like, I can just feel it. And I'm going to be one of those people that's like, yeah, I listened to it before it blew up. Yeah. Book I'm reading The Transgender Issue by Sean Fay. So good. I mean, it's like so informative. It's basically about like the state of transgender rights in the UK, which I always knew was abysmal, but obviously being a cisgender person, I didn't realise how bad it was until I started reading this book. It's really, really informative. It covers so many bases. I'm nearly halfway through, and yeah, no, I just really, really recommend it. I think it should be like essential reading for everyone. I want to compile like an essential non-fiction reading list if anyone is like interested in that. I might just do like an Instagram post of like 10 books I recommend as like sort of essential reading on things like transgender issues, misogyny, racism, classism, sex workers' rights. Like, I might just like do like a little Instagram post and maybe pin it to my profile and be like, these are all the books, like all the books that I've read that I think are like really, really good. Yeah, no. So, and then podcast I'm listening to, obviously listening to The Down Low, my favorite podcast, and I've listened to Maintenance Phase as well. So welcome to Voice Notes with Jo and Teresa. It feels so stupid doing the intro when I've been talking for like 25 minutes, but welcome to the Voice Notes podcast, where I, Jo and Teresa, chat all things my life, pop culture, internet trends, reality TV, and so much more. And today we are going to be just having a little catch up, talk about a little bit of anything and everything. But I mostly want to talk about why I've stopped using TikTok and some fashion trends that I like at the moment. Yes, you guys heard that right. I stopped using TikTok. And I want to talk about it with you guys. I haven't deleted the app because I like to have my saved audios and I like listening to my saved audio. Something about a TikTok audio just hits. But oh my God, sorry, my voice broke. I'm getting nervous to tell you guys. But yeah, no, so basically the reason why I stopped using TikTok. So first of all, I've been wanting to cut down my social media consumption anyway, because not only does it make me procrastinate from work, but I genuinely feel like it's completely depleting my attention span. Like, I'm really struggling to read. I'm really struggling to watch TV shows, watch YouTube videos. Also, I'm going to like be honest here. The reason why I stopped using TikTok was basically there were a lot of, because I have OCD, if you guys didn't know, I have OCD some would say it's severe, some would say it's not. I guess it's up for interpretation. I mean, it does negate and control every single part of my life. So like, I would say that's pretty severe, but like, I guess compared to other people, some people be like, oh, well, you know, you're still managing to live your life. So like, it's not severe. A lot of people have actually asked me to make a podcast episode about my OCD. I'm not sure whether I feel like ready. I wanted to do a podcast episode last year about my OCD during National OCD Awareness Week, which was in October, but I just did not feel in like a ready state to be making that. Sorry, lose my train of thought. But I would love to make an episode about it one day, because I know the feeling of like how lonely it can be to have OCD, because you genuinely feel like no one understands. And if I'm going to be honest, unless you have OCD, you do not understand what it's like to have OCD, because as soon as you tell people you have OCD, people just say like, oh, well, why don't you just stop doing it? And I'm like, it's literally like telling someone with an eating disorder to just start eating. Like, it's just not as simple as that. I mean, I fucking wish it was. Otherwise, I wouldn't fucking have it. But yeah, no, so I have OCD. And oh, but yeah, I do just want to say, any of you guys who do have OCD, because sometimes you guys message me, my biggest advice can be to just talk to someone and get help. Whether it's NHS therapy, whether it's personally, I'd really recommend private therapy. But obviously I know that there are like financial barriers in the way of that. But I do just want to say to anyone who has OCD, there are so many people who are going through the exact same thing that you are. It can feel so lonely and isolating, but I promise you that there are people out there who understand. There's support groups. I've never been to a support group before, but I've heard that support groups do really help people. I know that there's some OCD support groups in London. And yeah, no, just know that there is hope and there is help and it does get better. But yeah, no, so basically I stopped using my TikTok because I'd have like a bunch of OCD rituals that came with using TikTok, and it just got to the point where like, I was like, this is just stressing me out in my OCD, so there's no point me using it anymore. And that's why I stopped using it. So I can't even be like, oh, like I just wanted to take a break from social media. Like, no, it's because my fucking OCD got in the way. But hey, maybe it's not a bad thing. But one thing was something that I really, really noticed after I was like using TikTok was I had really bad choice fatigue. And this is something which I still kind of get, where basically I open the YouTube page and there's a ton of things I want to watch, but I cannot bring myself to click on any of them. You know, that is what choice fatigue is. Like, there's so many things, and I'm so used to TikTok, it's serving you content, that like even choosing something becomes really like a lot of effort. And that was something which I found was really, really beginning to like stress me out, because not only would it happen with YouTube videos, but it happened with TV shows, it happened with books. Like, just the choosing one was most of the work, and I would end up just scrolling on TikTok because it served the content to me. So that was sort of why I wanted to stop using TikTok, was because I wanted to have a better attention span and I wanted to stop suffering with choice fatigue and I wanted to read more. So how is it going? Well, people don't want to hear this. People don't want to hear this, but my attention span has improved quite dramatically. I think it's mostly that I don't feel the need to constantly be scrolling on my phone. So something that I do when watching TV shows was I just get my phone out and I just scroll on different TikToks. That's something which I don't do anymore. And I have noticed that I can focus so much better on a TV show, on a YouTube video, on a book. Something which I have noticed though is I do just replace, not necessarily completely replace the TikTok scrolling, but I do find to sort of fill that scrolling need, I have to scroll on Twitter. And that's another app which I want to like cut out of my life. I do actually like using it. I do like all the memes. I learn a lot from Twitter as well. It keeps me very well informed. But also, like, I leave Twitter and probably say 60% of the time when I get off Twitter, I'm just fucking fuming about something that I wouldn't be fuming about if I hadn't spent time on Twitter. So I think that's the next thing that I want to put a limit on, because I'm definitely not scrolling on Twitter as much as I was scrolling on TikTok, but I definitely am using Twitter more now that I don't use TikTok. When it comes to Instagram, I don't need to put any app limits on Instagram because Instagram is fucking ass. It's so bad. The only thing that I use Instagram for is to keep up with my friends' stories and my friends' posts. And I also like to talk on my group chats on Instagram. But either than that, yeah, like it's because it's just, why does it keep trying to force reels down my throat? And I don't use Instagram reels either. So yeah, but yeah, no, overall, like, I have noticed a difference. And the next thing I want to do is I want to put an app limit. I want to put an hour a day on Twitter. Eventually, I want to get my screen time to about 3 hours a day. Right now, it's at anywhere between 4 and 6. And I do want to get it down to 3. I just want to spend less time on my phone. And something which I have been reading more. I think I've been reading more, not necessarily because I have an improved attention span. I think I've been reading more because I am being forced to read. Without TikTok, I am so fucking bored. Without TikTok, I'm so bored. One thing I will say, which I have discovered whilst being off TikTok, is that not that many people make YouTube videos anymore. Like, and I know that sounds absurd because there are so many YouTube videos out there, but like, from like lifestyle and fashion people, everyone's moved to TikTok. So there's not a ton to watch. And also the YouTube algorithm, youtube.com, I'm adding you here, babes, is shit. It's so bad. Like, it just doesn't recommend anything new or anything relevant to me, I feel like. And then as soon as I like find a YouTuber that I like, all it does is recommend me their videos. And it's like, look, I will go onto their channel if I want to watch something, or it recommends me videos I've already watched. Like, it's just not good. And I have noticed a difference in the algorithm with how my videos perform as well. And this isn't me being like the YouTube algorithm shit, because like the YouTube algorithm works in my favor a lot. It's not that. It's just, I notice I have a lot less bangers now than I did like a year and a half ago. And I feel like that is kind of down to the algorithm, but also it's not always necessarily the algorithm. Do you know what I mean? It could also be the fact that people are just spending so much less time on YouTube. But yeah, no, so one thing that I have noticed is that I want people to upload more on YouTube because I love long form content. I fucking love long form content, and people aren't with it anymore. Everyone's moving to Instagram and TikTok, and I'm just like, hey guys, wait, I'm here, like, please upload on YouTube. But yeah, so that's why. So it's been 3 weeks into my experiment so far. I definitely am like scrolling on Twitter way more, but I think I'm going to put an app limit on Twitter today. Wish me luck. Oh my God, that day that Elon Musk did those 600 tweet limits, that was great. That was great. He needs to bring that back, but just for me, because I have never spent more time reading than on that day because I wasn't using TikTok and I barely use Instagram. So yeah, no, I think I'm going to put an app limit on Twitter. I think I'm going to do it right after I finish this episode. So the last thing I want to talk about, sorry, it feels like this episode has been like so quick, but like, I guess that's kind of my vibe now, guys. The next thing I want to talk about is some fashion trends I like. So I have been, oh my God, in a previous episode, I spoke about fashion trends I don't like. And today I want to talk about some fashion trends that I do like. So the first thing, I love the Milkmaid tops. I know I think people sort of called the whole Milkmaid cottagecore thing a micro trend. And I don't actually think it is, because these tops are still really cute. I love the little short sleeved Milkmaid tops. I just ordered one, but I actually think I got fucking dropshipped too. Oh, like, so annoying. I bought it off Depop and I think I've been dropshipped, but hey ho, it's done now. And I just feel like my little Milkmaid top with like my cargos and like my, my like pink trainers. And no, guys, like, it's cute. Also, my Milkmaid top with a pregnancy bump. Yeah, no, but that's way far into the future. I don't need to be talking about that right now. Second thing, I bought a pair of Adidas Gazelles and I love them. I actually prefer Adidas Gazelles to Adidas Sambas. If you are someone who's thinking of buying Adidas Sambas, but number one, they're sold out everywhere. Number two, people are marking up the price on Depop. And number three, you're actually not that nice keen on them. It's just all the fashion girlies that you watch wear them and look really good in them. Look at the Gazelles. I love my Gazelles. And I got the black and white ones. And they're just cute. One of my mutuals, Shania, wore them in an Instagram post. Her at is at supposed.2. They are my favorite Instagram influencer. Like, they are my absolute favorite fashion person. Like, she is amazing. Anyways, so what was I saying? Realtree Camo. So I remember when, did anyone else remember when camo was really trendy in like 2018, 2019, when it was like the proper camo-y camo? This is like Realtree Camo is like the one where it's realistic. You can't find a lot of it in the UK because like most Realtree stuff is in the States because obviously people go hunting there. But I love the Realtree Camo. It's too cute. And the next thing, I love the frilly bikinis. Guys, I love the Realtree Camo as well. I think Realtree Camo is such an autumn trend. I know it's absurd that I'm thinking about autumn fashion, but I don't actually think we're going to be getting a summer in the UK. It is nearly the end of July and it is 20 degrees right now and it's actually quite cold. So I'm mentally preparing for the fact that we probably aren't going to get like a proper summer. But I think Realtree Camo for the autumn and winter, like Realtree Camo trousers, jumpers, little vest, maybe a little cap, love. The next thing, frilly bikinis. I'm going on holiday. I'm going to Portugal next week and then I'm also going to Corfu in August with Eleanor, Jack, Jake, Adam and Kath. So excited. And I love the little frilly bikinis, like, you know, the ones that have like that look like a little skirt. I got one from Peachy Den, the Cindy bikini. Love. Also, again, for the summer and holidays, crochet. I've got a stunning vintage crochet skirt that I cannot wait to wear on holiday. Also, I love the look of trainers with dresses and skirts. I feel like this is going to be controversial, but it's because I don't wear heels that I'm like, there's I have no other option here. But I love with dresses when you wear like a scrunched up pair of white socks and then like a dad trainer. So like the New Balance 530s, I think they're called. Love that with a skirt, with a dress, like looks so cute. And then also I love midi skirts and dresses. So nice, flowy, summery. I feel like it really elevates an outfit as well when the skirt is midi and like the dress is midi. Like it's one of those, am I better than everyone? Yeah, that's the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my little episode back. This has actually gotten me really excited to do the podcast again because this was a lot of fun. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I'll see you in a couple weeks for a new episode. Kisses. Bye.